Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello to you, and welcome to Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Rick Rockhill, your host, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California. If you're not familiar with Palm Springs, it's in the California desert, and we're nestled at the base of the majestic San Jacinto Mountains, about an hour and a half east of Los Angeles, California. So before I go any further, I just want to tell you how happy I am to be here on Blog Talk Radio, moving the show here, and we'll be settling into some regular schedules, and I'm really happy that I have this opportunity to be here today with you. For those of you who are not familiar with my show, you may have seen my blog. I've written a blog for the past 5 years or so. It's found on Blogger, rickrockhill.blogspot.com. And it really started out as a hobby for me. Many years ago, I was just writing for pleasure, just for fun. And my tagline has always been, from the sublime to the ridiculous, some fact and some fiction. Today's show, we're going to talk about a few interesting things today. First, because I am the Palm Springs savant, I am known for having the inside scoop on things in Palm Springs. And so I'm going to talk a little bit today about the upcoming Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. They are an annual event here in Palm Springs. It's a bit of legend now for all the great work they do to benefit the Desert AIDS Project. But the annual Humanitarian Awards are a night of glamour, excitement, celebrities, and all kinds of good stuff. So I have the inside scoop on the Steve Chase Awards, which happen next Saturday. That's February 27th, right here in Palm Springs. But before I get to that, I'm also going to talk a little bit about Modernism Week, which is happening, is still in the middle of it here in Palm Springs. Great fun for all. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll provide some interesting insights for those of you who have not visited Palm Springs. You get a chance to see just what's happening here, what we're all about. People travel from all over the world to visit Palm Springs, and today we'll give you a little bit of the insight as to why. So let me first kick off things by giving you a little bit of background on Palm Springs. If you're not familiar with it, as I mentioned earlier, we are just an hour and a half east of Los Angeles. We are a desert, and a desert is defined by the amount of rainfall that comes down, and we don't get much rain, folks. This is not a place where you'd come to, if you like precipitation, this is not where you'd come. We have very dry, hot weather typically, but let's think about this for a minute. We have 350 days of sunshine, less than 5 inches of rain a year. And in the winter months, a lot of you folks are struggling with cold, bitter temperatures. We're typically in the high of 70s and evenings in the mid-40s. Summertime certainly peak in the hundreds and plus, 115, that vicinity. But we have a very warm, dry climate year-round. Palm Springs is 487 feet above sea level, and we're fortunate to have a little boundary of the San Bernardino Mountains, which are on our north, the Santa Rosa Mountains on the south, and the beautiful San Jacinto Mountains just to the west that peak just over 10,000 feet, almost 11,000 feet. So with those boundaries around the floor of our desert, we're protected from any inclement weather that may happen in the Los Angeles area. Although even L.A. really isn't too bad when you come down to it, it's quite a pleasant place to live. So that's what's happening here. That's who we are and what you'll find in this area. But, you know, it's about a whole lot more than just the weather. If you're looking for a place to vacation, to visit, let me tell you that Palm Springs is the ultimate desert playground because we have all kinds of outdoor activities, arts, culture, casinos, entertainment, fabulous restaurants, and of course, if you like to golf, we are one of the golf capitals in this country, this beautiful country. So strongly recommend a visit to Palm Springs. And some of you may remember, if depending on how old you are, that Palm Springs has had a little bit of Hollywood connection over the years. Started at a time back in the golden age of Hollywood with our vicinity to Los Angeles and the old studio system, many of the movie stars were under contract and could not travel more than 2 hours away from the studio in the event that a scene had to be reshot or something along those lines. So the studios really had the upper hand with their contract players. So where did they go when they wanted to get away? Well, it wasn't too hard of a decision. They would drive out to Palm Springs, and they would have really a getaway. It became very popular with stars in the very early days. You know, folks like Errol Flynn, Joan Crawford, Charlie Farrell, all these folks would come out because they knew that not only could it feel like a vacation, was it warm and sunny, but also they really escaped the paparazzi, they escaped the prying media, and any fans. There really weren't a lot of people out here in the desert in those days, so it was a great place for the old celebrities. Well, at that time they were hot celebrities to get out here and get away. Well, that being said, over the years, you know, it just became a haven, and folks certainly in the 50s, Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, Lucille Ball, all really just paved the way for this desert to develop, to attract all kinds of investment, clubs, things like that. And very soon, Palm Springs had its own little Hollywood stardust. Celebrities all over had second homes here. This was a place they would come to escape. And so all this sort of happened and led to further development, country clubs being built, golf courses, all kinds of fabulous things that today have left a culture of creativity and certainly interesting architecture and art for people today to come and admire. So that kind of brings me to the first topic of the day, which I want to maybe surprise you with, a little bit of interesting aspects of architecture. Some of you may be aware of something called modernism. Now, modernism is defined, well, it certainly had a resurgence in a number of years. And if you are someone who likes architecture, whether you're into Art Deco or you're into modern, there's a variety of different styles and influences. But modernism itself was, you know, really defined by a period of time that many Americans seem to kind of gloss over. It has a association with cultural tendencies or cultural movement. Typically, you know, people think about this, you know, enlightened thinking and all these wonderful things that were happening in the 60s and so forth. But it's a time when you know, people were really trying to loosen their belt a little bit. And so what emerged was a style of architecture, a style of living. And it was the period of the 1950s and 60s when people wanted it clean, simple lines, smooth surfaces. It was perceived as elegant, but informal. And the desert, really, Palm Springs lent itself very nicely for that aesthetic. And the 1950s and 60s were glorified into a mid-century modern design, and that was the birth of modernism. So the influences were not only in architecture, it was certainly art, apparel, I mean, all kinds of things really took place in that era that sort of emerged and became popular of the day. Now, what's really unique with this is that so many people were really just amazed and interested by this style, but it very quickly fell out of favor. In fact, when the 70s came around, it kind of came crashing to a halt in many places, many cities. In the 80s, completely different styles emerged. And in many states, cities, towns across the United States, mid-century modern was torn down and replaced, and it really just evaporated from a number of places across the country. Not so in Palm Springs. In fact, for a number of years, we took our lumps for it, and people would come to Palm Springs and say, geez, you know, this town looks like it has could use an updating. But in fact, the Preservation Society, the historic associations here, saw to it that we preserved much of that architecture, and doggone it, don't you know, that it really came back in style. Modernism today has a very strong following. And because Palm Springs has so much of that preserved so well, that we've become a haven, a mecca for people who are seeking out mid-century modern anything. And so what you find here are not only homes, government buildings, commercial properties, but all kinds of wonderful antique shops, secondhand shops, resale stores, all featuring an amazing array of mid-century modern items. So what happens, that background, is every year Palm Springs hosts Modernism Week, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. It is kind of a destination. It's an attraction for folks who are either collectors or just for fun, who want to relive that lifestyle, who want to purchase and collect things, or just to live the life and enjoy a few days here in that atmosphere. And so Modernism Week is really about promoting public awareness of the desert's mid-century architecture. We're really doing all kinds of interesting things each year to celebrate post-war design aesthetics and the culture, and we promote educational and charitable activities. It's really quite interesting and fun if this is your bag. And let me tell you what's going on. More than 40 events in 10 days, many of which are free to the public, which is wonderful. So you don't have to be coming here to spend money. You can just come and fill a couple hours if you live within a drive of Palm Springs. There's a wonderful tribute that we had planned this year for modernist architect Albert Frey. Mr. Frey is known around the world, really, but certainly in many great cities, his work does still exist in some capacity. You can find it all over Palm Springs. Variety of tours of private homes, including some celebrity homes, whether they're former celebrity homes or people who still have a home here today in Palm Springs, you can have a tour of those homes. And let me tell you, there's some stunning homes here that have preserved their mid-century modern look. So those are great fun. There's also several fashion shows, vintage era fashion shows. And there was a modern designer, Trina Turk, who kind of recalls that era, and she channels the 50s and 60s with her modern fashions, and she's quite popular today. She has a great shop here in Palm Springs, among many other locations, but there is a vintage fashion show happening. All local architects and design firms are actually here offering their services, advice for folks who want to perhaps design their home that way, or even learn how to acquire other furniture and interior designs and art. And speaking of that, there's a fabulous silent auction this week at the Modernism Show, which has a number of items that are for sale, as well as, check this out, for those of you who love vintage travel, the Airstream trailers, those vintage travel trailers that have been the subject of so many wonderful movies, and artwork. You really get a sense for what people were living like in that 50s and 60s era. We have them here, an exhibition of them, a number of them to check out, and it's really, again, it's just swell to pull up and check out those things. What a way to spend an afternoon. But anyway, a lot of other really neat things. There's some really kitschy pop culture stuff, and you know, you'll be able to attend symposiums here, lectures, there's a vintage car show, and if you're a car guy and you really like to go, or I should say a car person, ladies, I apologize, if you like cars, you got to check this out. You can find all these things right throughout the city of Palm Springs, and you can even go to their website. I think it's modernism.com, and so that's a great place for you to learn more about what's happening here in Palm Springs, so do check all that out. It is worth mentioning that there are a number of books also available, and there'll be book signings happening, but the Modernism Closing Week Party will be happening this Friday, and that is going to be lots of fun. There'll be live music, and it's only $20 a person, so how hard can that be at the Riviera Resort and Spa here in Palm Springs? So modernismweek.com, that's the URL. I didn't have that right a moment ago. So modernismweek.com. Okay, well, there is some information for you about our fabulous happenings here in the desert. And, you know, for those of you who might be wondering, now, why the heck is he going on so much about this mid-century modern style? Well, When I first moved to Palm Springs, I got to tell you, it was of very little interest to me. It did not have the appeal. It did not have the sense of being fresh or contemporary because, you know, I was a product of the 80s. I was an 80s child. Did not see that around me growing up. In fact, more of a rejection of it. So when I moved here, I really didn't get it. But once I lived here for a number of years and had the opportunity to sort of be among it and socialize with friends who lived in these beautiful, beautiful mid-century homes, it affected me. I saw how it actually changes your perspective on the desert. One of the telltale elements of a mid-century home is the minimal, first of all, they're bringing the outdoors in, so lots of glass, minimal structures that would block your view. The concept of living outdoors is really incorporated. People bring the outdoors inside with elements of nature, huge rocks and things like that would just be normally protruding from the base of a wall just brought into the home. So you have a sense of where you're living with this modernism in the desert. And so it affected me. And so to this day, I think, wow, one of these days I'm going to break down and get myself a mid-century modern home of my own. But that time hasn't come yet. So in the meantime, I shall relish these events and just kind of soak it all in. So if you have that hankering, if you have an interest, then again, I invite you to do the same. So if you haven't heard about all the different things that happened here in Palm Springs today, let me give you a little bit inside information about Palm Springs. We have Palm Springs itself is one of several desert communities in the Coachella Valley. And so Palm Springs is adjacent to Cathedral City, which is adjacent to Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, La Quinta, Indio, and so forth. That collection of cities is what makes the Palm Springs area come alive. And there is a seasonal population, and then there's a full-time population. So I'm a full-time resident. There are folks who just come here, you know, snowbirds from Canada, the cold weather climates, come down and spend their winters here. There are folks who have just a second home, and they're here for, say, weekends only. A lot of titans of industry, celebrities, wealthy, well-to-do people who fly in for a weekend or a party and then have their home all ready to go. So this is an area that is full of people with a lot of money. What does that mean? Well, I think you'd be happy to know that there's folks who have incredibly generous hearts, and we have, in our season, which is really from, say, in October, November, right on through to May, the season of when the peak residences are, folks are in residence, we have, in that short period of time, over 350 charitable fundraising events to benefit any number of organizations and groups that folks have kind of brought under their wing. So it could be schools, children's groups, educational organizations, Alzheimer's, AIDS, you name it. There is a group that has the benefit of the prosperity of many of the residents that live here. And it's really a reflection on the generosity of our community. This is not a community where people come and retire and just sleep all day. Palm Springs has a very vibrant life to it. There are, every weekend there's something. If you wanted to pick a charitable event to go to, if you were that so inclined, you could find somewhere to go and write a check to. But one of the granddaddy of fundraising events to benefit a nonprofit organization is the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, which is coming up in just a few days. So I want to tell you a little bit about the Steve Chase Awards and what that's about. But let me first start with a couple stats. The Steve Chase Awards is an event that is a benefit for the Desert AIDS Project, and that's based right here in Palm Springs. And you might be thinking, now, AIDS, why are you talking about AIDS, Rick? What is that connection to Palm Springs? Well, there are people here who have HIV and AIDS, and there's people in the United States and around the world who have it. Over 33 million people in the world have HIV or AIDS. About 1.2 million of them live in the United States. So it's a huge issue for humanity. It's something that needs a lot of help. It needs research. It needs attention. And people probably don't realize how serious it is. Every 12 seconds, someone contracts the HIV virus. Every 16 seconds, another person dies from AIDS complications. That's pretty serious when you think about it, that 33 million people in the world have this disease. And it is it's something that requires education. It requires people to be treated. It requires awareness. And so all the organizations around the United States and the world who are doing things to help folks either prevent AIDS or help them live with AIDS and be healthy, there are groups all over that need support of individual groups and folks just like yourself listening here today. And so therein lies the connection to Palm Springs. The Desert AIDS Project is a group that is nonprofit. They provide medical care, comprehensive support services to people who are living with HIV and AIDS that live right here in the desert community of the Coachella Valley. And that's across, really, as I said, all those cities and towns right here. But the best part about the Desert AIDS group is they are independent. It's free services for the clients, confidential, very quick HIV testing results. But, you know, they also offer counseling, home health services, legal assistance, all those things that if you get sick, if you have something catastrophic happen to you and you don't have the ability to pay for it, they will help. So these guys need help. And there was the Steve Chase Awards that was born out of that. And let me tell you what a fabulous event that is. The Steve Chase Awards is an event that honors people who have been helping groups like the Desert AIDS Project to raise money and awareness. The Steve Chase Awards has been known for recognizing some really incredible folks over the years who have volunteered their time, whether they're well-known or not, whether they're rich or not. These are people who just give of their time and of themselves. And so the Steve Chase Awards really go about recognizing those folks. And over the years, they've just had so many talented people who've donated their time and who they've honored. This year, the group is honoring designer Bob Mackie, who will be receiving the Arts and Activism Award. Ann Margaret will be receiving an Arts and Activism Award. And several other folks, Mary Cohn, who's a local individual who's associated with the 100 Women organization, and also Steve Coffer and Scott Van Dyke will be receiving the Partners for Life Award. Now, what's really interesting is this event is an event you will not forget. It's hosted by Richard Chamberlain and Stephanie Powers, and with some fantastic entertainment from Linda Etter, Jennifer Holliday, and Rosalind Kidd. Wow, what a wonderful lineup that is. So when you think about that kind of entertainment, you think, geez, you know, how is it they can afford it? This is supposed to be a charity, isn't it? How can they afford to do this? Well, the reality is, folks, this is all donated. These are folks who, this is underwritten. There are sponsors who underwrite this. Some of these folks are donating their time. In fact, Diane Carroll, Linda Gray, Morgan Fairchild, and Donna Mills are coming back to help lend their time and name to raise awareness for the Desert AIDS Project. And they are all there because they want to help raise awareness for this organization. So what can you do? There are still a couple tickets available. If you want to go on Saturday, February 27th, you can go to this event. There's a 5:30 cocktail and silent auction, 7 p.m. dinner with the awards and entertainment show. The tickets are $425 per ticket. You can call 760-323-2118, extension 266, or just go to desertaidsproject.org, and you can get more information. So if you happen to like helping people and doing things that are good for your karma, and you want to get some great entertainment, you can see Richard Chamberlain and Stephanie Powers. Listen to Linda Etter, Jennifer Holliday, and Rosalind Kind. You can really have a great time along with helping some folks. So that's the Steve Chase Awards. And let me tell you, you will have more fun than a barrel of monkeys that night. So before they sell out completely, be sure to give them a call. And even if you decide, you know, you don't want to spend that, you don't want to go, you can make an online donation to the Desert AIDS Project from their website, desertaidsproject.org. Okay, well, before I wrap up the show this week, I want to tell you a little bit about more about my blog, because it has emerged over the years as one of these sites that kind of came out of nowhere and now has a following that even surprises me, quite frankly. My blog, rickrockhill.blogspot.com, is a it's just a site about things that happen in Palm Springs. I meet people. I go to these wonderful events. I dine at restaurants. I volunteer my time, whatever. And I started writing about it. And I've had the good fortune to meet some interesting people who have kept things interesting for me. So I've written about those. If you check out my blog, you will find history going back. You could find all kinds of information about events, even prior years, Steve Chase Awards, Modernism Week, all kinds of fun stuff. But one of the things that I really do enjoy doing is writing about restaurants that I dine at and places that I go. And if you're looking for, if you ever come to Palm Springs and you're looking for some recommendations on where to go dine, you should check out my blog. This is completely a hobby for me. I do not get paid. None of my posts are paid. No one's given me free anything to do, any write articles about them. So it is from the heart. There are a number of great restaurants in Palm Springs and the Valley. I have opinions, and let me tell you, I enjoy fine dining as well as home cooking. So if you ever want a tip, check out what I've got on my blog. You can search through the archives and find things, and you'll get a little bit of amusement along the way. Also looking for some suggestions and tips you'd like for future shows. As I get this show set up on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be able to bring over all my files and things, keep it interesting. We'll be featuring some guests who'll be calling in, as well as some highlights and things I'd like to share with you on future calls. So if you have an interest about something in particular, be sure to drop me an email, rickrockhill@msn.com. You can find me on Twitter. Certainly happy to hear any messages or tweets you may have. Twitter.com/RickRockhill, just one word there. But again, the blog is rickrockhill.blogspot.com. One last thing I'm going to close with, and you know, if you're somebody who perhaps lives in Southern California and you would like to check out Palm Springs to see a bit of snow, you can. Something called the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway takes you right up to the top of the San Jacinto Mountain. And by the way, that's San, J-A-C-I-N-T-O. And that is a wonderful experience for you if you've ever thought about it. So you can go to pstramway.com. It's about a 15, 20-minute ride up the top of the mountain, and we'll give you a fabulous view of the floor of the desert. There's over 4 feet of fresh snow at the top of the tram. So it is a wonderful spot. And if you are so inclined, go up there, have a bite to eat, and enjoy your afternoon. So I want to close the show today by thanking you for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and I do hope you'll come back and check us out as we get settled in here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.